This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I can individually sell the idea of any of these players, even though I was quoted and I stand by. I'm out on Brandon Ayuk. And what that means for those of you who weren't listening to the context, it does not mean I hate the man. It means I would have traded him. It got to a point where I would have traded him. They didn't, and that's fine. And he had a really good game 2 weeks ago. And I largely think even in Seattle, he was fine. Like, all I want to see is you make good on your opportunities. And Brandon has in the last couple of weeks. He hasn't gotten many opportunities. Hold that, because that's part of my point. Part of my point would be this. Like, you cannot, in this moment, make sense of these four things. You sign Brandon Ayuk to $30 million. You often don't throw him the ball. You restructure Debo, and you draft Ricky Pearsall in the first round. Those four things don't fit. They don't fit. I can't wait to see the way this whole thing plays out. But unless you're telling me that you drafted Ricky in the first round with the thought that you didn't even really want to start him for 2 years, if that's your thought, then I would argue, I don't know, maybe do something else with that first round pick. If you restructure Debo, but you plan to cut him anyway, okay, make that make sense. If you signed Brandon to 30 mil, knowing that he was going to get three targets a week, okay, I'm sorry. I don't get it. All I would love to know is what is your thought here? You're a great offense. More good players. Yay. Meanwhile, Juwan's over here looking his best as well.
Right.
That doesn't all add up. It seems to be a misallocation of resources, if you ask me. And yes, Dibs, that is a misallocation sensation. Go ahead and hit it before I even say it.
you're going to get there eventually.
I mean, my God.
One.
Well, yeah, that's the way I do things.
I don't think that it's, at this point, a misallocation. I don't believe so. And forget the fact that he was a gunshot victim for just a minute. Let's just imagine that they got Ricky in, and Ricky was injured before he got shot. He had two different injuries. So you're looking at Ricky, and you're thinking he might be a slow-played project in year one anyway. And you re-sign Brandon Ayuk, and you did it in such a fashion that you can get out of that contract fairly comfortably after the year. And I was just looking at the numbers, and the contract, the eye-popping, is 4 years and $120 million. That's what everyone wants to talk about, the sticker shock. But when you really look at it, this year, the dead cap number is $45 million because he got a $23 million signing bonus. And that's prorated over the five-year life of the contract. And his base this year is only $1.125 million. 1.125 is the base, but he got his big money, the $23 million signing bonus. But if you look at the out for this contract, if you wanted to get out after June 1st of 2025, you have a dead cap hit of $13.8 million next year, 4.6 next year, 13.8 the year after. Point is, if you decide at the end of this year that, you know, Brandon, we don't have enough targets for you, and Ricky's pretty good, and we like Juwan at his price, and Debo's our rock, and you decide that you want to move on from Brandon and you want to trade him next summer, your dead cap hit's only $18 million.
But what a weird thing to do seconds after signing him to one of the richest wide receiver contracts in the whole league.
Well, it's not
Yeah, it is.
Well, you're giving him a year. Giving all this a year.
The deal hasn't even started yet. Y'all get that, right? Like that.
Well,
that,
it has started because he got a signing bonus of $24
million. Fine, but you understand that whole, like, per year, the AAV doesn't even start until next season. You're going to deal him before that even starts?
Well, next year the AAV is actually the same. You have 1.17.
Right, because of the signing bonus.
And the year after that, it's 1.2.
You get what I'm saying. He's still on his rookie deal right now.
He is, but the way these deals are, and you know this, but for the audience, if you look at this deal, 4 years and $120 million, the last 2 years of it are 27.2 and 29.2. Those deals are never going to be paid. That's money he's never going to be paid.
Very possible.
Unless he is amazeballs.
Right. But like, in other words, what was the signing bonus?
The signing bonus was $23 million.
Okay, so you want to pay him his $14 million for this year plus his $23 million for a signing bonus. And therefore, like, again, going with your premise that they might trade him after the season, that means you paid him $37 million to catch three balls a game this year.
He's getting four targets a game.
What is that?
Well, what it is you're in a Super Bowl window and you're thinking, let's just play it the other way. Okay, Debo Samuel, if Debo is hurt and he's unable to play a lot of games, well, now you've got Juwan and Ayuk and hopefully Pearsall. No one knew he was going to get shot, but you still would have three really good receivers, a first round pick, and the rest of it. Or if Juwan Jennings doesn't flash like he's flashed, and Pearsall does, we still have three really good receivers. I do think that the draft pick was a bit of insurance for the future.
Oof.
And also,
that's a big word in the first round.
Well, it's only if it doesn't pan out.
Well,
if
listen,
he's not good.
I'm understanding your concept. My point is that for everyone who's like, well, you draft Ricky because you don't know how it's going to play out. Wow. With your first round pick?
Well, you didn't draft him just for that. You drafted him because you liked the player.
Okay, but if he's not going to play, I don't care if I like him.
Well, you didn't know that he wasn't going to play.
Well,
I would argue he would have played by now had he not gotten shot.
I would argue he wouldn't have played much because even if he was healthy throughout camp, you paid Brandon $30 million and Debo's Debo. He's not playing over either of those guys.
He's playing over Ronnie Bell and Chris Conley.
Oh, my gosh. So you're going to drop someone in the first round to come in for nine snaps a game?
You only need him if you need him. And you're a really good team. So yeah. I don't think you're drafting him thinking we need him to pop right now because you had Debo. And at the time you drafted him, you weren't sure about Brandon. So let's just say the Brandon thing would have fallen apart.
Okay.
Brandon decides, you know what? I do want to be a Patriots. I do want to be a Steelers, and I'm out of here. Okay, now you've got a first-round pick, and you can get him in the Juwan role. Juwan moves up to the Ayuk role, and you're still probably okay. You didn't know in April how this was going to play out, is my point.
Understood. I'm just talking about the fact that there's two things that happened. It's not just that Brandon signed. It's that you restructured Debo. So those three things in order, to me, don't really make sense. It's not like the Niners didn't have some control over this. You knew that Debo's already signed. If you wanted to extend him further or restructure, you can. If you want to keep Brandon, you can. You've known all along that if you just want to show up with the money, which they eventually did, you would keep Brandon Ayuk. So this whole idea of, like, let's draft Ricky as an insurance policy, for me, I would still have, like I did prior, no questions. If you told me, like, I get it, this feels like a little too much, but we're probably going to cut someone after the year. That was the premise. Articles have been written. This is it. Wide receiver survivor.
Yeah, you called it.
One of you is gone at the end of the year. And then you made a bunch of moves that suggest, nope, we're keeping all of you. And if we're keeping all of you, I scratch my head.
See, I don't think that the moves they've made and the contracts that they've signed are as in stone as that. I do think the Debo restructure, to me, told Debo, we want you to be a guy who's going to be here for at least three more years, so we're going to restructure so it works for both of us. Juwan's number's really small. So if Juwan isn't working out, you could get off him at the end of the year. Well, turns out he is doing amazing, so you don't want to get off of him. Ayuk is the interesting one because of so much of the money was paid in a signing bonus. If Brandon doesn't work out, and so far he's been fine. I mean, he's not worth $30 million a year.
Not even close.
But if you get to the end of this year and you realize, man, Ricky Pearsall, we got something, and Juwan's making peanuts, and Debo's our guy, well, Brandon, now we're going to trade you. And you know what, Brandon? You don't have a choice of where we trade
correct.
You.
Correct.
Jordan Poole, you're going to go be a Washington Wizards.
Right, but how many people who are acquiring players want that kind of contract already in place? Not many. Just take a look at what just happened with Devontae Adams and Amari Cooper. Teams don't want to acquire you, or you are less attractive and will get less in return if you're making that kind of money. So my only point here, don't forget the fourth thing. It's not just we paid Brandon, we restructured Debo, and we drafted Ricky. It's also we paid Brandon and then decided to sort of just sparingly use him. It's just weird. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
You're right. It's got ways that it can still play out. I would just argue that you put those four things together, I think it's fair to at least like wonder what exactly are you guys doing here?
Yeah.
What are you doing with this position? And Juwan, I don't want to quote get off that contract because you're right, it is cheap. And quite frankly, his output is wonderful.
Yep.
So you want that. I don't want to get rid of Juwan. Keep Juwan. He's cheap and good.
You're not using Brandon sparingly, in my opinion. He leads the team in targets. Now, his production has not been great because he and Brock are not connecting, and he's got between 2 and 4 drops, depending on if you go by the actual stat or the eye test. He's got more targets than Jennings, 36, more than Kittle, 35, more than Debo, 32. So I don't think that they're using him sparingly.
Wow.
What the problem is right now, other than the one game, really one half, right? The one half against
yes.
Arizona, he has not gone off, and the team, Purdy, Shanahan, and Ayuk, they're not connecting where we would think that they would when the guy's making $30
million. Yeah.
But I do think that his contract is structured in a way that if they really didn't like it at the end of this year, they could eat that $39 million, or you could eat $18 million over 2 years, and you could move on. I don't think that they will.
Yeah, again, that's a head-scratcher to me. If you you break off that kind of deal and then immediately jump ship the following year. Doc, in 10 minutes on Ricky Pearsall's recovery and much more. Let's go to the phones, though. Vince in the city. Hi, Vince. Thanks for calling. What's up?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I think kind of along the lines of what you guys are talking about as far as like having trade capital, I think, like you said, Ricky Pearsall was an insurance signing or draft, not knowing if you were actually going to be able to re-sign Brandon or not. You did, and you're hoping, this is my thoughts on it, is you're hoping that Ricky Pearsall becomes a dog And now you've got somebody, you got a May guy who would be easier to trade in Brandon Ayuk. I say him because if, you know, watching Kyle Shanahan and his offense, he looks for versatility out of position. There's a reason why as soon as CMC gets a green light, he's going to be the immediate starter over Jordan Mason because he's also a threat as a receiver. Jordan Mason, not so much, at least not proven yet. He wants versatility. That way he has all these different kind of crazy, you know, plays that he can run with different guys on the field. Brandon Ayuk is a pure wide receiver. I don't see him getting no tosses or sweeps or anything. He's not coming out of the backfield like Debo. He can't do that. That's not what he does. He's a pure wide receiver. So that leads me to bring up the point. There's three guys on a defensive end who I see wanting out. I know Max Crosby has said before when Devontae first demanded his trade, if he's gone or he leaves, he wants to leave too. So you got Max Crosby available. Hassan Reddick wants out. And I also can see them trying to make a move for Myles Garrett. Three guys on a defensive line who, if you were able to get a trade with Brandon Ayuk for one of those guys, that would make them an instant like boost on their defense because our D-line is hurt. We don't have anybody. It's just Nick Bosa and then whatever guys are out there. I don't even know their names, really.
Yeah, Vince, I would never – thanks, Vince, so much. I mean, I would never say never, but that I got a hard time believing – first of all, I did not hear that Max Crosby said, if Devontae goes, I want to go. I have heard Max Crosby say, I want to remain a Raider. I have heard that. I don't think the Raiders are going to be interested in giving him up. As far as Cleveland giving up Myles Garrett, also have heard nothing about that. But if teams like that do want to give up players, they don't want some hefty contract in return. That's the entire point. They want to dump money and get a pick. That's what you're going to watch all these teams do. That's what the Browns are going to do. That's what the Raiders are going to do. So do you really want the 49ers to give up draft capital for yet another super wealthy contract? I have a hard time believing. Like, those sound fun. In theory, what you're saying, Vince, I get and I agree with. I just don't know how feasible deals like that actually are.
Depending on the money and the player, and I know that the Crosby deal is not as big as we thought when we looked at it earlier. I'm just looking at a quote after they lost to the Broncos, which was, I guess, 9 days ago. And he said, you think I'm not used to this ass going on? It is what it is. I've been dealing with it my whole career. It is what it is. Yep. And that was in response to the rumors and the nastiness around Devontae Adams wanting out. And now here we are 9 days later, and he is out. Doesn't mean that Crosby's going to be next to come up with a hamstring injury. And Devontae Adams went through a physical today. Fingers crossed that he's able to pull through. But I do think that that Raiders situation is one to watch because it feels broken from the top down. Shout out P.F. Chang's.
It would be wonderful. I want to be clear. Great idea for the Niners to go get Max Crosby. But
for a conditional third?
They ain't giving up. Like, the Raiders are not going to be like, give us Ayuk. Why would they do that? Ayuk makes 50% more than what Max makes.
Yeah, the next 2 years, Ayuk, the total cash is around $25 million. And then it goes way down.
Right.
Those numbers aren't guaranteed after the next two, and that's where he's going to probably get the Devontae Adams treatment, which is, yeah, I know that you're under contract to make huge money, but we're not paying it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.